If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I always appreciate talking to you, Howard, and I'm sorry that you lost one of your friends, but that really was the inspiration for this article on Inc.com today, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was, look, I think I'd known him for 50 years, so it's it was a long situation, a long relationship. But, you know, I think he had a full life, and I think he lived on his terms. So, you know, nothing to complain about, really.
Yeah, oh man, when you can live on your terms, that's the life well lived, because many people falter at that at some point in their life. And so you look at things through the lens of an entrepreneur. Is this somebody that you built businesses with?
Yeah, it was. And you know, one of the things that's clear is you just don't know when you're going through it how meaningful it's going to be down the line, and how, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later. I mean, there were people in the room that were part of the experience, and you just know from looking at them that they understand what we all went through. And, you know, everybody else sort of looks at it from the outside, and believe me, it's not the same. And, you know, you've been there, you've done this too. But the real, you know, the real message was, it's easy, even with Facebook, even with all this social garbage that goes on, it's still easy to lose track of people. And, you know, you have to invest the time if you want to keep those relationships alive. And what's funny is it's absolutely the case that 10 years go by, you bump into somebody or you connect again, and it's like no time has passed. I mean, it reminds me of how everybody is still trying to figure out what happened to the three COVID years. You know, you say to somebody, we had lunch just a little while ago, and they say, no, that was 4 years ago.
Yes,
because
yes.
COVID took 3 years out of our lives. And you know,
and can you believe that was 5 years ago this week? 5 years ago this week.
That, I know.
It seems
it's also crazy. I mean, when somebody tells you that, you know, Jackson Browne is 76 or something, and, you know, you think of him as, you know, a California rocker in his 30s or whatever, you know. So all of this stuff is sort of an interesting story. But what really struck me, and I don't know if this will be a movement, but, you know, I felt as I sat there, and friends and families and other people were eulogizing him in a variety of ways. And they were trying to say, you know, they were trying to put sort of words in his mouth. And they were all nice words. They were all, well, Dad really loved, you know, Bob, or Dad this or Bob that. I mean, I sort of came away with the feeling that, you know, maybe you should write your own eulogy in advance, because maybe there's a lot of stuff that you want to say and that people think they're saying on your behalf, but they aren't really, and it's not really necessarily even what you would want to say.
Yes.
And by the way, there's some stuff that you just don't find yourself in a position to say until it's too late, which
in
I think
fact,
is the other
the byline of this says, attending a friend's funeral reminded me of the importance of maintaining connections and not letting other people do the talking for you. And you're right. That's the moment where you're absolutely silenced, and here are these people, you know, describing your life from their point of view. It might not be how you feel you lived your life.
Well, and I call, you know, and I said saccharine sentiments and prophylactic projections. I mean, you know, in Hallmark, you know, I mean, this isn't the life I knew this guy to have lived, you know. And if he was sitting, he would have probably rolled over and said, you know, who is this guy that you're talking about? You know, so it's it was an interesting sort of situation, but
have you decided that you're going to write what you want spoken at your funeral?
Well, so because I write every week, I have a different sort of situation. I mean, my battles are only with my editor as to, you know, you can't say that,
right.
which happens every week. And it's usually about, you know, Brandon or Trump or something like that. But, I think that it's certainly something that I would think about. And again, one of the things that struck me was, you know, his kids said, you know, Dad had these sayings, and, you know, I knew where these sayings came from, and I knew that, you know, there was a lot more background to some of the stuff that was quoted. So I think that it might be worth, you know, saying, here's a few thoughts that I'd like to leave behind.
I thought the best eulogy was a eulogy that Gerald Ford wrote for Jimmy Carter before he died. Before Gerald Ford died, I loved that his son read that.
That's exactly what got me thinking about this, because not just him, but Mondale did it too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you had two guys who said, I want to express, you know, my feelings about Carter, even though he's still around, and lo and behold, they passed away. And I thought that was really very interesting, and it was very worthwhile, both of those. The most touching one, I think, was the guy who got up and talked about him in his flip-flops and his shorts.
His grandson, Jason, you know, that was so great. Yeah. That really was. We saw a picture of him that the rest of the world didn't. Well, thank you for joining us, Howard. I hope everybody reads your article today.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon, Lisa.
That is Howard Tolman. The article is on Inc.com, and it is titled, Take Control of Your Story Even As You Make the Ultimate Exit.